It's a slow process, but quitting will not speed it up. I guarantee you that. So you got to be committed to the process. You got to have a process. And then just like you do with your clients, you have to continue to execute.
Thank you for being a devoted listener of this podcast, Beyond Clean with Ace, dedicated to healthy, positive, and proactive content to support individuals primarily in the cleaning industry. Are you a facilities manager, a frontline staff member, or a building services contractor and are looking for knowledge that will help you advance both personally and professionally? Beyond Clean with Ace is now in season 7, and speakers have consistently brought us messages which parallel our key focus of providing proactive knowledge. Many times the conversations here go beyond cleaning toilets, windows, and floors, and helping individuals on a personal level. Subscribe and share with others so that everyone's life can be enhanced in healthy, positive, and proactive ways. And now, let's join Dave Thompson, Director of the Academy of Cleaning Excellence, and your host here at Beyond Clean with Ace.
Hello, everyone. Well, it is another day of podcasting. Yep, you have joined us here. We are at Beyond Clean with Ace, where everybody in the cleaning industry talks about something or another. But you know what? We call it Beyond Clean because I don't just talk about cleaning. Well, you know, washing toilets and windows and doing floors. While that is our main goal, there are a lot of things that we do in the cleaning world that, well, financially and, you know, just mentally, we got to do other things. So I get somebody on the line every once in a while. This one here is from a blast from the past. I got to tell you, we got a lot of catching up to do. So welcome to the show, Brian.
Good morning, David. Thanks.
You know what? It's been a while since you and I've got to do a face-to-face, but maybe not quite like this.
I miss those days, my friend. I do.
Okay, so before we get into it, Brian, let's tell people who you are, what you do, and what are we going to talk about today since we're back together?
I am with RBC Wealth Management, and my team is based in St. Louis, Missouri, where that's where I connected with Dave many years ago. We connected through networking, which I think is going to be a topic of conversation here today. What my team does, we work with individuals and families and small to medium-sized businesses, and what I really call it is life planning, obviously with a financial perspective, given that we're in the wealth management business. But we really sit down and take the time to just talk with our clients about what they want to do, what their dreams and aspirations are, and then put together a real formal plan of how to get there, and then we help them execute it as a partnership. So in a nutshell, that's what I do each and every day, David.
You know what? I think 10 years ago, if I was, my memory serves me correct, Brian, is when we kind of first hooked up, and we were talking networking then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's changed a little bit in that 10 years, but it's still still vital, I think, to a lot of people's success out there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were connected through a tip club, if I remember right.
That's correct.
And somebody dropped out and couldn't run it anymore. And then I was a stupid idiot that was left standing with his hand up.
You stepped up, and it's never been the same since.
Well,
from a good standpoint.
Well, I was going to say, no, wait a minute. Hey, folks, I left there about 7 years ago. I left St. Louis, came down here to Orlando.
You know, David took it to another level, and I mean that sincerely.
Okay, now you might have to explain that one to folks.
Well, I mean, what it was a little bit more of an informal group. Dave really formalized it, formalized the mission statement, and really made us think about why we were there, what we were trying to accomplish, and made it much more of a group think. We did a lot more things outside of our formal meeting that I think brought everybody together better, trusted each other better, and a deeper relationship, which is what networking, in my mind, comes down to in the end.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I think that's what networking, when you talk to anybody that really networks and does it well, that's what they're going to tell you.
Yeah. Come to be inspired, come back to inspire others. I still use that, David, and that was your motto every meeting.
Wow, I can't believe that here 10 years later, you're still using that.
Yes, we do. So at least I do, because I think that really hits to the core.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I think that's, there are many networking groups out there, but I think a lot of people really don't understand the true value of networking, actually.
Yeah. And to your point, there's a lot of groups out there, and you have to really find the one that fits you, fits what your personality, what your business is, and what you want to get out of it. Because there's certain industry specific ones, there are more B2B, there's more B2Consumer. Find the one that fits for you. But as I tell people when they're looking into it, experiment, go to a bunch of them and find the one that fits for you. But to your point, the core of it really is you need to be engaged in that group. That's the only way you're going to get anything out of it.
It's not how many business cards you can hand out and people that you can see his face on. It's actually making a connection.
Correct. Too many people go there and, want immediate gratification. And I tell people it is a commitment and you got to put the work into it just like you do any other aspect of your job. You got to work at it. So you got to show up. It's not just a 5-minute conversation, to your point, and exchange of business cards and expect them to call you next week with all kinds of referrals. It has to be a relationship. They're going to have to get to trust you. You're going to have to trust them. So just like anything, when you're trying to get a new client, it's the same process.
So. I think you mentioned two words, referral and relationship. And you don't get a referral from a relationship by two visits.
No. I don't know. I mean, the best networkers are, in my mind, are the ones that go there not to maximize their opportunities necessarily, but to find opportunities for others and to connect other people, knowing that the dividends will come back to them in the long run if they're doing unselfish things like that.
Yeah. And I keep in touch with one. I don't know if you remember Billy. The fix it guy.
Oh yes, Mr. Fix It. If you said that, I remembered.
Yeah, I was going to say now, and see, that's the thing. That's what a relationship and a referral says. Billy didn't come ring the bell, but when I said fix it, that did, because he was committed. He was there. He was always there, and he still is. He's a character.
Yeah, and he would say, if I can't fix it, I'll find somebody that can. So he would always go the extra mile for you and solve your problem.
And he did.
Absolutely. Every time.
And that's a relationship. And that's why he got referrals. And that's why his business has grown. That's why you and I are still doing what we're doing, even though we're different. It's not about finding somebody that's actually in the same business you are. I think this is what some people are looking for. And that's not networking.
No. It's a slow process, but quitting won't speed it up. So you have to.
Hey, folks, in case you didn't get that, whether watching the video or listening to the podcast, Brian, go for that one more time.
It's a slow process, but quitting will not speed it up. I guarantee you that. So you got to be committed to the process. You got to have a process. And then just like you do with your clients, you have to continue to execute on things that you commit to and say. If you say you're going to connect them with somebody, that doesn't mean they got to shoot you an email 2 weeks later and say, hey, you said you had somebody. You need to follow up with them within 24 hours. And that's how you build that trust.
I think that's so much what people do these days. They send an email and they say, well, I connected, but they never do anything more. And then they go, well, they didn't connect back. And I think that's what you said. It is a process. It's long term. One voicemail, one email doesn't do it.
Yeah. No, you got it. As I tell people all the time when they come to our networking group is that, the hour you spend here today can be beneficial. You'll meet some people that you'll want to connect with and that, but you have to connect outside of these meetings. One-on-one, you all have a cup of coffee with them, go have lunch or whatever, and really get to know what their business is all about and how they might be, you might be able to help them and they can help you. But like I said, doing the, I don't want to call it superficial, but doing the top of the mountain stuff where you just kind of introduce and here's what I do in 30 seconds, that's not really going to pay off for you in the long run. I'm not saying never, but your expectation can't go in that that's going to be how this is going to work.
Why are people scared to go to a networking event?
It does amaze me because some people, just had somebody last week said it was so thankful that somebody came, you know, up and said hello and introduced themselves because they were completely intimidated by what they're walking into. Right. And I always tell people, you're here to network. Everybody is here to do the same thing. So think right. about that when you walk into that room. But some people, you know, it can be intimidating, especially if you've got a group that's already knows each other and connects, and you can tell already have that deep relationship. I think that's the biggest thing. It's just like public speaking. People have that fear of going up and introducing themselves and having to talk about themselves. So I've been fear, and overcoming fear is not easy, but, you know.
I don't think you and I have that problem, Brian.
No. But we have to realize that other people do. So, and I'm respectful.
But, you know, here's the thing is, you and I didn't start out being as open and as accepting and, as somebody would say, you know, right out there. We were that way too at one time.
Yes, you're right. And as I say, networking, just like your career, has to evolve, and you will, like I said, find the right place for it. And that might take a couple of years to find the right group that really you're comfortable with and really you think and you can add value to that group. And that's
not every person out there is your client, correct?
Correct. Absolutely.
So not every networking that you go to is yours.
That's right.
So that's why you said try some, get, what do you think about virtual networking now?
Well, it's obviously, especially post-COVID, has become a way of networking that wasn't necessarily there before. It certainly, I mean, you know me, I am a person-to-person, face-to-face kind of guy. That is the ideal situation.
Right.
But that means, you know, we have to do something virtually like we're doing today. We right. have to now that you're in Florida. It's still a great way to connect. And the good thing about it is that it's really broadened, I think, the networking scope geographically, because now it doesn't have to be just your local market. If you have services or products that can apply anywhere and you can get them there, then, hey, you're, you know, the scope is much broader now because you can network on a regional basis or a national basis.
See, and this is the way I look at it now, Brian. For me, my networking is this podcast. Mm-hmm. Because literally it goes out all over the world, and I do have customers all over the world that can benefit from the product that I have, which is education. And so for me, the connections I make, like with you and everybody, we talked about this before we got on the air. I mean, it's great to be able to do it this way.
Absolutely. Not just, you know, it's changed the way we do business. We all know that.
Right.
Virtual part of it. And but this way we can still have these conversations. I can still feel the emotion of what you're talking about if it's something you're deeply committed to. Whereas in an email or a text, you don't feel that. But now with, like I said, the virtual thing, it's as close as you can get to the one-on-one face-to-face.
But isn't this a one-on-one?
Yes.
I mean, it's just you and me.
I said one-on-one, face-to-face. And, yeah, and I can still see your face, but
I think this is the thing is, you know, what the point I'm trying to make here, though, Brian, is if somebody wants to get into networking, possibly doing a virtual like this into a networking event might be a good way to test it out and figure out and kind of test the waters before they actually go to an in-person network. Or am I right?
Yeah, completely agree with that. It can also be a lot more productive, to your point, because if you get into one and it's not for you, well, you haven't wasted the time to drive someplace and spend that hour. You can get on the virtual one and figure out hey, this is not for me, but I only had to spend, you know, a half hour, maybe you could even just exit and say, this is not for me. So.
And I think the thing is, I want to tell people here, my version anyway, is this does not replace the in-person. It just augments it.
Absolutely. Like Tip Club, which I still attend, that you used to run, we have in-person meetings and then we have virtual meetings. Then we have geographical meetings. So like I said, they've expanded that platform to encompass everything you're talking about.
Oh, gosh, I remember 8 years ago when I first said, you know, we're going to pipe in the president of Tip Club and we're going to pipe him into the meeting. Everybody looked at me like, "What? Where did this guy come from? What's he trying to do?
How are we going to do this meeting?" Yeah, that was great. I think you were the first one to do that in the whole country.
Well, and I'm not trying to say that, but it was just that I saw at that point, and this is where I wanted my business to go. And so for me, it was a test to see if I could do it, to see if we could do it as a group, because I saw that something would happen later that was going to be needed. Little did I know.
Yeah. No, it's definitely the way it's evolved and it continues to evolve. And it's a trend that's not going to revert at all. And the other trend, I think, that is what you think of dating apps. So now,
wait a minute. What talking networking? What where did dating come in at?
That's a form of networking, to be really.
Okay.
But from a business standpoint, they've got them out there now. That there's apps and platforms that you put your profile in there, and then they try to connect you with whatever you're looking for. I think that's definitely a trend. Another way to, again, from a comfort zone or non-offensive way to maybe connect with other people is to do it via that way. In fact, you turned me on to one that I even heard about last week when we were talking about this podcast. So there's plenty of them out there if you go hunting for them.
Well, then I'm going to throw a whole nother one at you there, Brian, because I got something else that I'm working on. If you can't imagine that, I got something that I'm working on, right?
Yeah. I'm a baseball guy. Throw me your pitch. Let's go.
How about let's have a networking event in the metaverse? How about a VR networking event?
I don't see why.
Let's move it up a notch, man. Come on. You know, hey, there's my pitch.
I like it. I think it's a home run. You already working on it?
Already.
Count me in.
I mean, you know, the thing about it is I was playing with it this weekend, and you think you look into the future, and this is what business is, right? I mean, we have to do with our clients today, and we do the face-to-face, the handshaking and everything. We move from that into emails and texts and everything. And then we moved into the virtual, you know, like we're doing here today. But when you really think about virtual, let's put us all in where we can actually, you know, all be in the same room. And I got one of these headsets and the controllers and everything. And I was in there last night and I'm thinking, you know what? Networking. I knew we were talking today. I'm like, you know what? I think there's an opportunity.
This could work. Now, you just got to be careful of artificial intelligence, though. You got to make sure all the people are real and not some machine.
Well, and that's the thing that I looked at, see? And literally, folks, I went in there. It has a virtual room. It happened to be a house that I built. And I can invite certain people there. So it's not open to the public. It would be just like I invited you to come to my facility for a networking event. By invitation only.
Yeah. I don't see why it doesn't work. I haven't got one of these headsets yet, though, so you're going to have to make an order form so everybody can get one.
Well, you know, and this is what somebody said. I made a phone call to one of my buddies here, and I said about it. He goes, "Well, gosh, that means we got to get a headset." I'm like, but the thing about it is, you mentioned earlier, what about the travel? What about the time away from the job, et cetera, et cetera? You know, all of these things are things that you have to put into your business plan. I mean, that's going back to where I was saying, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest reason people probably don't do it is if they got to get up and go somewhere, it's too easy to, oh, I got too much to do. I'm going to blow that off and not go to that meeting. But if it's a matter I could do in my living room or my office and just put the headset on, I think it's your attendance will be better.
Well, I think that networking, folks, is part of your business plan. And I think that's what people don't realize is you schedule it just like an appointment that you would to a customer.
Yes, I totally agree. The best networkers I know, you know, it is part of their job description in their mind. It's not optional. It's just what it's part of their job.
Well, and I think what we did back when I was there and what you're still doing is it's not just that 1 hour a week. It's a commitment to a relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got to be committed to it. You got to be intentional and you got to be genuine. That's the three things I always tell people that if you're going to do it, that's what, I mean, I told my kids growing up, I'd always say commit to the commitment, and it sounds repetitive and they kind of think it's silly, but you know, it's easy to sign up for a networking group or sign up for a nonprofit or sign up as a kid as a, on the soccer team or baseball team, but are you committed? Are you going to show up every time? You're going to go to practice? You're going to put the work in? So,
you know, I always found something like that, Brian, to be more, I guess it had more meaning to me when I knew somebody else knew that I was supposed to be there.
Yes. A little accountability always helps.
It really does. And I think that once somebody does it, I mean, is there a magic number of visits or connections that you have found?
You mean as far as how long you need to really be engaged before you have any success?
Well, I mean, you know, I think a lot of people go, well, I've been there three times. And I really haven't made many connections. I really hadn't gotten much out of it. Are they playing a fair game there?
Yeah, I think you need to give it a year. I always tell people you need to give a group a year. And that's why, you know, to an early point, go out and experiment with other ones. But once you find the one you think is it, give it a year before you throw it out the door and move on, because you can't just walk in there. Everybody envisions walking in there and getting all kinds of opportunities and leads and referrals. But that's, you know, that's a dream. That's fantasy world. That's not reality, because maybe you walk in sometime and somebody has a specific need, but most of the time it's building that relationship and that trust. And they're going to say, I really think that David really does know what he's talking about and really committed to his job. And I would have no problem sending my best friend or my mother to go, you know, do business with you.
Well, and I think that is, you know, what we've already said, folks, is that once that you find that group, Brian, you're saying you need to be there for a year. I'm going to add to that. You need to be fully active for the year.
Good point. Absolutely.
You know, not being there, not just showing up and passing your cards out, say, hey, I'm here, and having your little 2-minute speech. It's actually being fully active.
Yeah. Did I go to the meetings and did I really engage when I was there? Did I stay and try to meet every person there that I wanted to meet or contact them afterwards to make sure I connected with them? Or did you just walk in there and hope everybody came up to you and said something? And if that didn't happen, you just walked out. And you and I have both seen that a lot. That happens all the time.
Well, Brian, as I was looking at your website here, you know, the thing I thought about, as I said, there has to be a strategy. And I think you must have something to do with this page because it says client strategy. And
that's right.
And that's what you said here before. You have to have a strategy about going to business, and that's what networking is.
Yeah. And that client strategies team is exactly what, to me, networking for me has been all about, in that I'm going there to find value-added partners that I can work with that will help my clients reach their dreams. So that's been the biggest benefit for me from a place like Tip Club, is the relationships that I've met that I've been able to then refer my clients. Doesn't necessarily gain me any more business, but it just ups my value to my clients and deepens that relationship.
Well, you know, in the age of social media, you know, this podcast, as well as everything we do, is being looked at. We need to make sure that we're doing it the right way, that we have a strategy and that we work that strategy. I appreciate being able to network with you today this way.
Absolutely. We were talking about the virtual thing. If it wasn't for that, we're a prime example of what we're doing today, what we used to do 10 years ago in person. Now we can do it this way to keep that relationship going.
And you know, further than that is the one thing about the podcast is this is going to be here for eternity, and it can be used several times. It can be repurposed several different times. The value of the information that we're giving people today, you know, as we're proven 10 years later, it's still the same.
Still working.
The value is still the same.
It's a, you know, human behavior, human relationships are still the key to any business. I mean, technology has made us more productive and made it easier, but the human story is still at the core.
Don't be afraid to use the tools that we have, folks. I think that's what we're saying here today.
Yep.
Use the tools that we have. Don't be afraid to use them. Join in. Hey, I tell people all the time, I'm always looking for people on the podcast. Hey, what was one of the questions you asked before we got on?
Today?
Yeah.
I ask you a lot of questions.
Brian asked me and says, well, who do you talk to people just in the cleaning industry? And I go,
oh, yeah.
No, I talk to people all over the world about everything. It's beyond clean. And that's what networking is. I don't talk about just cleaning.
I think that's great, David. And I did go back and watch some of yours, but they were on cleaning people. So that's why I asked that question.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you know, hey, I try to help the industry that I'm a part of that's given me 50 years of life. But, you know, hey, I've had people from finance. I had a book author. I've had several authors. And literally we do. We travel all over the world. And that's one of the best things about doing virtual stuff like this. You know, folks are going to find some value in something somewhere.
No, you're like the world's most interesting guy, David. So, of course, you got people all over the world, and you're going to bring interesting topics.
I would say that. Maybe in the cleaning industry in my small little world, maybe. But, hey. Well, folks, I've got Brian's email up there. If you like what we've talked about, please get hold of him. If you're listening to the podcast, we'll make sure it's in the show notes below. Brian, I got two questions for you. Where were you born?
Muncie, Indiana. I am a true Hoosier.
Okay, I'll leave that one where it is, folks. I'll leave that one right there alone. You know, we're getting ready to get into 2024 here. What's in your personal bucket list for next year?
Personal bucket list. Well, I mean, individually, I'm always trying to grow and develop myself to be a better person, a better leader, better father, better husband. So that is always at the top of my list. You know, you try to make the rest of your life the best days of your life, not what's already happened. So I've always been an optimist and always trying to develop. So that's a big part of me. If you talk about networking, it's about meeting more people and adding more value to our team and what we do for our clients.
Folks, you're probably asking yourself, why in the heck does he ask these two questions? Well, there's a reason. I've got a reason for everything I do. And that's part of networking. Got to know what you're going to be doing when you go there. Here's the thing. We now know that he started as a true Hoosier over there. And we know that next year he wants to improve himself to be better at who he is and what he does. Folks, I have no idea where you were born. I don't know what's on your bucket list for next year. But folks, please make sure that you keep it healthy, positive, and proactive. Thanks, Brian, for being on the podcast. And hey, we'll do this again sometime.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.